Water is a hot commodity for places that are seeing big shortages of it because of drought or pollution, even uneven distribution of it. But what if you could pull water out of thin air, essentially make it magically appear? Well, one architect and inventor based in Venice has managed to do that, and his team just won a big competition in an effort to proceed. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's DNA, and she's here to talk about it on today's DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Who is this person, and what was the invention, and what did he win?
Well, David Hertz, he's the principal of a design company called the Studio of Environmental Architecture. It's based in Venice. He spent a long career developing sustainable design concepts. He got quite a lot of attention for a house he built called the 747 Wing House, which repurposed an old 747 airplane. And that kind of underscores what's been his attitude throughout his design career. So now he put together a team called the SkySource SkyWater Alliance, and they competed in this competition called the Water Abundance X Prize. Now, this competition was launched in 2016 by the X Prize nonprofit, and their challenge was to applicants, to competitors, was come up with some way of achieving 2,000 litres per day of potable water in a 24-hour period using 100% renewable energy at a cost of less than 2 cents per litre.
So, all right, it's not a 747. This is something even a little more complicated than flight. This is pulling water out of thin air. How does it work?
And it really does sound magical. Okay, so what it does is, this is a concept that essentially combines existing technologies. On the one hand, one has patented technology that creates condensation. And he showed us this machine that's maybe 2 by 4 feet, and you press some buttons and it sucks in air and it does something clever and turns into condensation. That is combined with biomassification, or the burning of biomass, which means wood or walnut shells or rice hulls or coconut husks. Those two technologies are combined. The technology simulates the temperature at which dew formation is possible, creates water, and then filters it. This is how David describes at least the ideal.
Why not come from abundance rather than scarcity? Why transport water long distances at great energy cost or usurp groundwater reserves? And this patented technology is about how do we create condensation, essentially a cloud machine, by using this vapor compression cycle to create condensation.
This actually sounds like, and I know it's not the same thing, but like the movie The Martian. Do you remember all the condensation in that movie when he grows the potatoes on the red planet?
I think nobody can forget the potato growing scene, Steve. But there is certainly something kind of gee whiz, or shucks, crazy adventure about this. And I will say that we talked to David this morning. We're standing by his machine and he pulls a lever and out comes a glass of water.
And I think about the machinery and the necessities that would dictate exactly how this happened. And to me, it would seem expensive. Is it expensive?
Not if the concept works as described, because the notion is that this is a relatively affordable, small device that can go to communities that are in need. And by communities, he's thinking very broadly. He's thinking everything from villages in Africa where women will currently walk several hours a day to get to potable water, places hit by disaster where centralized water has become polluted, or even, he says, community gardens in South LA that could use access to some more water. In fact, he says, the way they plan to use the $1.5 million that they have won is to, in his words, productize the SkySource SkyWater Alliance concept and make it into something that is genuinely viable and genuinely affordable.
Which gets it to the masses.
Which gets it to the masses, yes.
Frances Anderton with DNA on ATC. By the way, you can catch Frances every Tuesday at 2 o'clock on KCRW for DNA. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.